Our second paper is entitled Active Sensor-Based Evaluation of Multiple Wheat Genotypes Across Dry Land and Irrigated Cropping Systems. The speaker is Mohammed Nasser. Mohammed?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. Today, I will talk about my presentation, Active Sensor-Based Evaluation of multiple wheat genotypes across dry land and irrigated system. First, I will show you what I am seeing, outline, production, and objective, and method, and result. Now I am talking about introduction, precision agriculture, utilized advanced technology for improving crop production by enhancing efficiency by enhanced efficiency of farm input and increasing profit while reducing environmental impact by identifying special soil and crop variability in the field. Also, by now, a precision input management, such as water and fertilizer and pesticide. Identifying spatial and temporal variability in the field is very important compound in the precision agriculture. Remote sensing, such as normalized difference vegetation index (NDVI) can indicate biomass and nitrogen variability in crop canopy. Also, active remote sensing tool such as a green seeker can measure NDVI by using light reflected from crop canopies. Previous study has shown that NDVI is a useful tool to obtain information, crop information. Also, NDVI is correlated to photosynthetic efficiency and potential crop yield, leaf area index, green biomass, and estimate green yield. NDVI, sensitive to cytal leaf area index variation, and that clear in picture, this three picture in the same time, early spring, when crop plant are small with sparse canopies, NDVI, sensitive to leaf area index variation. This show like first one 0.2 NDVI and second one 0.3 and third one 0.5. Most of this studies, previous studies, focus on nitrogen management in the crop canopies. But my project is unique because it focused on because not focus about nitrogen management, it is focus on evaluation of a green seeker, basid NDVI to screen and identify threat among multiple wheat genotypes. Hypothesis for my project: it is possible to use a green seeker based NDVI as tool to differentiate and classify multiple wheat genotypes. Objective, first one, to determine if active sensor-based NDVI readings can differentiate between multiple wheat genotypes. And second one, to determine if NDVI readings can help to classify wheat genotypes into grain yield productivity classes. Now I am talking about method. Site for my study connected in northeastern Colorado near Greeley over 2 years, 2009-2010 and 2010-2011. The global wasting system was used to map the field boundaries and geo-reference soil sample. 30 soil samples were taken each year before planting and after harvest at 15 locations at 2 depths. A GreenSeeker handheld sensor was used to collect NDVI in my study. This map show map for United States, show Colorado State, and another one show also Colorado and Greeley, where my study, and this clear Greeley and the map in of state of Colorado, and this show my study area and the large irrigation research farm for Colorado State University and USDA in near Greeley. This picture shows when I used GPS to map field boundaries and geo-reference soil sampling. This show like GreenSeeker handheld and sensor reflected, sensor emitted red and near infrared wavelengths and light reflected to collect NDVI, output NDVI, and you can use the GreenSeeker with day or night and also not affected by a cloud or sun, because it has energy, own energy. This picture also show how like light generated and reflected and collect NDVI and shown distance between sensor and a plant or desired plant. This showed distance between plant and GreenSeeker between 81 to 122 centimeter and line for width few 61 centimeter. This my field that I've shown a plot. This large city multidisciplinary project, 5 irrigated treatment, and my study is just 2 treatment, a dry land and irrigated treatment, and 24 variety. Nitrogen fertilizer was applied 84 kilogram per hectare as mono ammonium phosphate and urea, and phosphorus fertilizer applied 56 kilogram per hectare as mono ammonium phosphate, and this fertilizer was applied before planting in September for each year, and this shown for 2009. This picture show like GreenSeeker collected NDVI from March 29 to June 21st for 11 days and in irrigated treatment, this one. And this picture show and also GreenSeeker collected NDVI in a dry land treatment and see like different between dry land and irrigated. Now, I will talk about my result. NDVI value for early spring was low, about 0.1, and mean value about 0.18 at the beginning of the season in March 29. As expected, NDVI value peaked and reached plateau at about 0.9, mean value 0.77, and all this in the mid-season in month of May between jointing and heading. NDVI value start to decrease at beginning in the June from enthesis to census. This graph variability show variability NDVI with time, and this early spring and jointing and heading and enthesis. This show average NDVI and maximum and minimum NDVI. And when the mid-season, this when crop cover area, it will NDVI, it will be saturated. This show like variability of NDVI in the space or spatial variability in March 29 for NDVI for one replication across 24 variety was clearly discernible and show that distinction among experimental plot as depicted by contours within the map. From pool of 24 variety genotypes, 6 genotypes was selected and characterized in 2-3 yield classes, low and medium and high classes with significant different yield value. This graph shown green yield with wheat genotypes and selected 6 genotypes. First one, low yield classes, and second one, medium yield classes, and third one, high yield classes. Average yield of selected genotypes, this show 6 genotypes, 2 high and 2 medium, and 2 low with mean yield. NDVI also selected genotypes as same the yield with for date. First date for March 29 and second one for April 26 and May 17 and June 16. Here declare like NDVI see significant difference between variety in early spring in the March 29 and in the mid-season in 17 and April 26 see not big different and some not clear and confused between classified genotypes, and in the end of season see different same as in March 29. That would be NDVI accordingly, fertilizer yield classes 20 out of 24 times. That our result indicates that NDVI can or could be used to identify genotypes with higher yield in early spring. Also, an optical saturation of potential of NDVI is limited in mid-season because NDVI is saturated. This study demonstrated the potential of using a green seeker based NDVI promising tool to differentiate and classify among multiple wheat genotypes. I want to thank my advisor, Dr. Raj Kozla, and my committee, and Dr. Mark Marcos, and Louis Long Chapman, and staff from USDA in Fort Collins. And thank you. If you have any questions. Yes. Just wheat, yeah. With wheat. Yes.
Okay. Do you have any?
No, not I work just with wheat, not with the corn. Okay. Yes.